Many Tennesseans were knocked to their knees by the recession. The economic turmoil sent the unemployment rate into the double digits and resulted in thousands of foreclosures and bankruptcies in Tennessee. In 2011, Anne Jaton wasn't unique. She had been jobless for almost 2 years. Her unemployment benefits were running out, but at age 56, she was holding on for more than just a job.
At this point in my life, I want to do something that really means something.
That's Jaton talking to WPLN's Kim Green for our series Transitioned. 6 years later, Jaton finds herself in a much better place, a nanny by day and elderly caregiver by night. She tells Kim Green the two jobs do more than pay the bills.
Just introduce yourself. My name is, and say who you are.
My name is Anne Jaton. Who I am is a big question.
Do you think you're better off than you were?
Oh, yeah.
When I talked to you last?
So much better. Working has been a major force of freedom for me because I always wanted to live in a decent place, but I always wanted to be able to pay for it, not have to ask anybody for anything. You know, everything I have, I own except the house. So I have a very simple life. 3 years ago, I moved into this house, which I actually lived in when I was 16 for about a year because this was my aunt's and my uncle's house. So yeah, it is like home. It is. I was fortunate to get it. You know, because it's like only $800 a month. And I think that's a pretty good deal.
It's a little bigger. It's very nice.
Well, it's a 3-bedroom. Yeah. Let me show you around.
All right. Let me catch up with you.
It's packed. Now, this was my bedroom set when I was a kid. This is what I grew up with. But that was mine when I was a little kid. You can look at my bathroom, girl. Yeah. I think when I met you, I was like, I'm not sure where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do. I was unemployed, drew unemployment for 2 years, but it ended up fine because when my unemployment ran out, I applied for a job at ABC. It's a home health care agency, and they hired me, and I've been with them ever since. And I nanny a little boy from 7:30 till 3, and I work in Belmead overnight from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. as a caregiver. That's from Monday through Thursday. Well, let's say your ABCs. Come on.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
In the morning, when I get to Baker, had him since he was 6 weeks old. He's perfect. And he's almost 3. When I get to Baker, come in the door, and who knows what he's doing. Nothing but his pamper on, and he's excited, or he's sad, or however. But once he sees me, he's like, Granny Annie. He calls me Granny Annie. And he just lights up, and I light up.
You silly willy.
I get off at 3. I go back to work at 7 in Belmead. And Miss Robinson, I get a lot from her. When I met her initially, she didn't have Alzheimer's. She was in good health. Well, now she has dementia and stuff. So I've seen her go from okay to not so good. But because I'm close to her. You know, when you're around somebody every day, you get close to them, you know. So I want to make sure that she's okay, personally. We are close. We're real close. Because I've been with this lady for 5 years. Her name is Ann Robinson. My name is Ann. And we're both Libras. We're both birthdays are in October. So I said, well, you're just the one with money, and I'm the one that don't have money. It ain't no difference. And they're family to me. I got pictures of them all over my living room.
We're in your main living room here, right? This is your picture gallery?
Yeah, this is Baker when he was probably about 8 months. This is a more current picture of him. Isn't he the perfect? He's just perfect. And that's Hunter. That's his older brother. Oh, man, they are. They mean the world to me. They do. I'm so happy because both the jobs that I have, I love them both. And most people can't say that about their one job. Where I'm at now, I'm not just working to survive. I can actually say I look forward to going to work. I know when I get there, I'm going to make a difference. And they are my family. You know, they are my family. And I love them so much.
That's Anne Jaton speaking to producer Kim Green, who's been checking back in with people we met in 2011. Each was forced to make a life-changing shift because of the recession. Meet them at WPLN.org.